Good morning, 839 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, Carl Sandburg College back, and well, just like all the other schools back, got a full house of students and faculty and everybody, and here to talk more about some things going on with Carl Sandburg College is the president of Carl Sandburg College, Dr. Seamus Riley. Seamus, good morning. How are you today?
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me. Very well.
Thanks for being in with us here. I know it's been a while since we talked. We got through kind of a crazy year. We like to forget about that. But as we were kind of just talking off the air, it's back as normal is now. At least we're back. You got students in the building and everybody's there. So it's just as normal, as at least for the time being, as it's going
to
be.
Yeah, it's been really great to have students back on campus. There's a real energy there. We've got faculty and staff back. We've developed some telecommuting pieces because we developed some good understanding of what could work better. But it's great to have students back on campus. There's a real great energy. Interestingly, students made some interesting decisions about whether or not they were back on campus face-to-face fully. So we thought we would see a huge reduction in our online sort of selection. But you know what? Students are working jobs. They're looking after families. There's some uncertainty on the K-12 system. And so folks are saying, well, what can I control? And you know what? An online education at Sandburg is something you can control. You can blend it. And so far it's working out, but it's brilliant to have everybody back.
Well, and one of the good things for you guys, that's something that you were kind of maybe ahead of the curve on, that you already did some remote learning in the first place. With, you know, of course, you got the campus and Carthage and that type of stuff. So you already had some remote learning available for students.
Yeah, we got phenomenal faculty and staff on the Faculty Learning Center. We've been doing online education for a long time. Our faculty continue to innovate, do things incredibly creatively. We've got a very, very strong structure and a Moodle structure to support it. We've got a very strong online presence. We lend a lot of support. We did additional training. We think there's a lot more that we're going to be doing in terms of providing professional development for faculty and staff to enhance those pieces. As the technology has gotten better, we were able to do more. Interestingly, during COVID, because we were forced to sort of be online, some of the accrediting agencies allowed us to do some things they wouldn't normally have. Faculty were unbelievably innovative in terms of thinking about things that they wanted to do now in an online environment, thought outside the box. And some of those innovations and changes we will continue to carry on.
Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. Talk about the enrollment numbers. As you said, you thought maybe there would be more coming in, but you got more doing online. Just the enrollment in general, because being such a strange year last year, you probably lost some. But are the numbers kind of starting to come back with this portion of the school year?
Our numbers are a little bit down, to be honest, from where we were last year, which was a little bit down from where we were before. The good thing is that over the 5 years, I think we're probably pretty consistent. We're experiencing nationally a huge reduction in the numbers of men going to college. I don't know if you saw that recently. There was a national article about it. We are also, like I said, we have folks who are now having to navigate family situations, multiple jobs, a loss of employment in the last couple of 18 months that now they're making, hey, I got to go back to work full time, or I got to work an extra job. And so people are making those decisions. We expect that we will see a steadying of the enrollment, and we're not out of the normal or average for all community colleges. Most of us are in the same boat. So it's not just I'm not going to go to school because I don't want to go to school. There are a lot of kind of issues that people are navigating right now.
Which is rather interesting, because I can see that with four-year colleges, because there's a lot more people interested in trades or whatever the case may be. But when it comes to the community colleges, it's a little bit different situation, where you have maybe some of that trade training available, and obviously a shorter time. If you would just, rather than getting a bachelor's degree, you'd rather just have your associates. That kind of surprises me in some ways, that maybe some people are missing out. I understand with, you know, working and extra jobs and this and that, but, you know, maybe with that training you get through the community college, you can enhance whatever pay you're getting for whatever you did, or find a new career through a community college.
Well, absolutely. And I think what we're finding is that we are seeing some uptick in sort of programs like welding and industrial stuff, where people know there are good jobs available. But the folks who are in the workforce right now, the reality is they're all working overtime because they're trying to, you know, keep production going. And so how do you fit school in? And so part of our situation is, well, how do we create opportunities for folks who are in the workforce to access learning in ways that will allow them to continue to work at the same pace? So it's going to take a little bit of creativity on our side. We're looking at sort of, you know, could we do things at night? Can we do things on a Saturday? Can we find out what might work for a person's schedule and continue to innovate as far as offerings go?
You know, age-wise, are you say the reduction, are you seeing it more from adults, or are you also seeing a reduction in the kids maybe coming out of high school, whether they're continuing their education or not?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, we have a projected decline in high school graduation through 2025. So that was kind of something we were keeping an eye on, and that has certainly been noticed throughout the country. I think also on the 25 to 44-year age sort of demographic, we're seeing that people have got other issues they have to deal with and maybe stepping out for a while. But in general, we're still seeing a good mix of folks. We serve a lot of dual credit. That is a great leg up for a lot of students. So we have a lot of those students. You know, for us now, we're looking at ways in which we can capture those students to make sure that they get through the next stage of their post-high school, they get through. How can we accelerate? How can we make sure people are following those guided pathways towards employment? Then once they get into employment, how they come back in? Nursing, health professions, probably the best example of how we do that. A really successful model that's already built into the system. You go work, you come back, you go to school. And those models, I think, for other areas, especially related to workforce development, you know, manufacturing, agriculture, those kinds of pieces, that's what we're looking to try to continue to evolve and develop there.
Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. Let's talk about some of the programs. Anything new or anything on the horizon, something new that you can talk about that might be coming up?
Well, we're excited about the evolving technology, and certainly we got some exciting programs in terms of cybersecurity and things we're working in that. That is continuing to evolve, and especially I think during the last 18 months, we all became a little bit aware more of our internet security and privacy. It became very, very important. So that's a really top-level program. We've got good partnerships with other four-year schools. We've just signed agreements with the nursing school down in Southern Illinois University. It's very exciting. We're looking to make sure that people continue on to the bachelor's degree level. We continue to work on our career and technical education, especially in welding and in industrial maintenance. Those are still major employers for us in our area. And we were surrounded in our region by major contract, you know, major companies that need those kinds of skills. But we're a good balance. You know, we have a lot of opportunities for students to transfer. One program I am excited about, and it's because of its focus on science and technology, a little embryonic, but it's our agriculture program. Some really exciting things going on in our crop sciences, and looking forward to seeing that grow, because obviously agriculture is the most important industry in our state.
You know, it's really interesting you talked about that balance, because there are a lot of students that are not going to go on to the four-year university, but you're a training ground for both sides of that, getting that associate's degree in something that's going to put somebody into the workforce, making a good living, but also there's that other side, getting them on to that four-year college or university. And then, as you said, having those relationships with those schools, just like, okay, here's our program. You know, how do we stack up? How qualified are our kids coming into your program to finish off their last 2 years?
Yeah, and Illinois is well situated. They've got an Illinois Articulation Initiative, which means it's relatively easy and straightforward. They're in the process right now with the Illinois Community College Board of even making those pathways even more streamlined. And I think we'll continue to see opportunities for our students to be able to take advantage of that last 2 years, attain their bachelor's degree either in an accelerated program. One program I should mention is a program we're just in the process of starting next fall with Illinois State University, which is for paraprofessionals. These are folks who are working in our schools. As you know, there's a huge shortage of teachers in our rural communities. So these are folks who are working as paraprofessionals. Maybe they've got an associate's degree, but they need to get a bachelor's degree. So we've developed an online program, a number of other community colleges in the state, so that paraprofessionals can go mostly online 1 weekend a semester, accelerate that program through the bachelor's degree, get their teaching certificate, and then be able to stay and work in their school district. So we know these folks are going to stay in our districts. This is a great opportunity for us to facilitate that. And we're also working with the Rural Teachers Network and other partnerships with those kinds of organizations that are looking to fill that workforce gap. And I think Carl Sandburg is a really important part of that.
Absolutely. Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. You know, the community college experience, much like any other four-year university or college, you kind of get out of it what you put into it. You can be as involved as you want or as little as you want. You can go, you know, go take your class or classes and go home, take your classes online, stay at home, not be involved. But there's so many other ways that if you want to be involved, just like at a four-year school, that you can, different, whether it's athletics or different clubs or organizations. There's so many different ways to, if you want to be involved, you can be.
You know, it is really an interesting college, I think, even among other community colleges, given the intensity of the student experience that we provide. You know, Anthony Law with the diversity inclusion piece, MOD and WOC, the international students, the Hispanic Club. And what you have there, though, which is really interesting to me in the work that Anthony does for us, is it's not one club or the other. It's everybody together. And we're blending those experiences. And we're bringing kids in from all over the world, interact with kids from West Central Illinois. And it's a fantastic opportunity. But more than that, it's not just a club. They're actually out there in the community. They're volunteering. They're going to visit when the Stearman fly in last week. They're volunteering, picking up garbage on, you know, doing work. They're helping with United Way. In other words, they're getting to understand what it is to be a community member. Part of being a community college student is that's one of the great things, is because a lot of our faculty are actively engaged in the community. Many of our adjunct faculty are working in the community. And so it builds that connection. And so for our students, it's not just that I'm going to go to take classes. I'm part of a larger community. One of the other interesting things is that students at Sandburg tend to hang out. I mean, they tend to go attend events. They tend to participate in our PTK Honors Society. They try out and audition for plays. They're part of our art club. I mean, they're doing all of those activities, as well as student government, as well as a fantastic student ambassador program. So we encourage them to be a part of the learning experience for incoming students. So you mean you get some real satisfaction. And our students do really, really well, and it makes it a great place to be.
You know, it's great you mentioned Anthony and the Men of Distinction, Women of Character, and seeing just the pictures that he posts with the group, that from all the, as you said, being involved in the community, getting out and learning about the community and learning about things that go on in the community as well. You also mentioned the number of international students. Who'd have thought that Carl Sandburg College would be such a diverse as far as the number of international students? But that's part of this community, also the community of Galesburg. There's a lot of international people here.
That's part of the community of the United States of America.
Right, absolutely.
Very few of us were Native American and have been living here. And it is one of the great strengths, right, if you think about this region and you think about the world-class organizations and companies that have operated in here. You think about how this area was developed and continues to develop. And, you know, we have a lot of international students who are attracted to the community college because it's a relatively easy access to third-level education in the United States. And then there's a clear pathway to completion at the baccalaureate level. Obviously, a lot of those international students are athletes. They're not all athletes, but a lot of them are. And, you know, what that does for the college is really help us to learn more about where these students come from, about their cultures, educates us all, makes us all better. It's a better experience. They're wonderful to have around. Tremendous students do really, really well. And hopefully either continue on and develop their education here, or go back to their home country and take advantage of the experience they had here and help their own countries.
Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. You mentioned the athletics, and you know that's a small number of students when you look at the big picture, but such a vital part. And Carl Sandburg College has always had great men's and women's basketball and volleyball, but the other sports now that are really, really coming around. And you mentioned the involvement of some of the international students. You look at the cross country program. Beat a Division I school. They beat Western Illinois University recently. The soccer program had a big win, last week, and now they're ranked eighth in the country. So it's really cool to see, you know, people getting involved, and hopefully I think students in the community appreciate what's going on with the extracurriculars also.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a former coach, so I'm biased. I've always understood the value of the impact of athletics on education. Our student athletes honestly just do better across the country. That's just the truism. It's true. But, you know, one of the things that we have with Sandberg and our excellent coaching staff and our commitment to athletics is a real sense of being part of an athletic family. And we do the athletic orientation together. We have a lot of strong interaction between – we have multiple sport players. And we provide access for students who wanted to play a little bit post high school. Some of them are going to compete at an incredibly high level. We have some athletes who maybe didn't think they could, but now are. And, as you said, all of our sports right now, cross country men's and women's team, just doing absolutely fantastic. We have a couple of fantastic Kenyan runners on the team. Soccer team is really, truly unbeaten so far in the season. Beat Morton, who knocked them out last year. Really comprehensive performance and a real diversity in that squad of players. And it's a lot of energy on campus, and those students are a lot of fun to have around.
Is it hard not saying football and saying soccer? Have you gotten used to it?
No, I grew up in Ireland. See, right. In Ireland, football was Gaelic football and soccer was soccer.
Okay.
So
okay.
I was always making that distinction.
Okay, good. Dr. Seamus Riley is our guest this morning. He's president of Carl Sandburg College. What about the buildings and physically the college itself? There's some that have been around for quite some time. I know there's been a lot of work done out there. Anything going on physically, construction or anything at this point? Or?
Sure. So the board just approved last month the master planning process, which is a kind of every 10 years or so we do it. There is, really a nice plan laid out there. We clearly are at the end of life for some of our buildings. We're in conversations and looking at additional brand new space on campus. I mean, that has to go through the board, obviously, and be approved there. But we've had a lot of conversations about it. It's really needed. We think it'll significantly enhance already great programs that we have, and we're excited for the next stage. The college has been around since 1966. I think the last new building on campus was 25, 30 years ago, maybe. Some of the original buildings that we're looking at, 1972, they were never really meant to be permanent buildings. I mean, these were the first buildings that were put up. And so it makes sense over time that you evolve and you make change. We all make renovations in our houses, so it's a bit like you got a house, you built it in 66, maybe it's time to redo the kitchen. And so from the point of view of fiscal responsibility, we're in a really, really good situation. It's a good time to go out and sort of leverage existing sort of debt that we have. And so, yeah, the timing is good, and hopefully all things being equal and the board approves, we'll be looking at making some significant improvements to campus. Externally, our campus is beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful campuses in the state.
Yeah, it's a great setting and close to the lake and everything. Yeah.
Just beautiful. And one of the things we want to try to see if we can do is to continue to take advantage of that fantastic asset that we have in the external space. And, it was an exciting process to go through the master planning, and we'll see what lies ahead.
Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. Seamus, anything else we need to know about anything going on, or if somebody's interested in finding out more information about Carl Sandburg College?
Well, you know, we're an open access institution, and I think sometimes that's a blessing and a curse. I mean, and I think one of the things that we're trying to do is to try to get more connected with our partners and our K-12 partners to be more proactive. We're looking at doing some things in the community already, expanding those connections, like I said, with the Rural Teachers Network and with other organizations. And, anytime you need to get a step ahead in your education, you know where to find us. Pick up the phone and call. We've got fantastic admission staff and recruiters out there, and we'll help get you on the path to education.
Absolutely. Dr. Seamus Riley, president of Carl Sandburg College, joining us here this morning. Seamus, as always, appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.